Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk, and welcome to The Zernia Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and that things are going all right for you, or actually, hopefully, things are going extremely well for you. For most people, that doesn't seem to be the case, but however, that's a whole other show and a whole other state of mind. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, every day is a good day. Why is it a good day? Because every day you have a chance to change your outcome. You have a chance to face those demons that face you and beat them to the ground, or as this country boy says, you get to wrestle that bear to the ground. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, today's show we're going to talk about friends. Friends or enemies. All of us live in this world, and we're supposed to be social animals. In order for us to be social animals, we have to interact with other human beings. That's part of the whole sociable thing. However, sometimes we find that some of the choices we may have made might be a little questionable. Some of the people that we may have thought that were friends, or some of the people we may have not thought were friends, actually either are or aren't. The problem is deciphering which people around you have your best intentions at heart and which people around you don't really give a rat's tail. You know, everything for them is show. Nothing for them is really real when it comes to the concern of you. Their number one concerns are themselves. Their number one person that they're going to take care of, no matter what, is themselves. Even if they've done something wrong, they're not going to take responsibility for what they've done wrong. They're going to throw you under the bus. So it's a really interesting dichotomy of things that happen in each and every one of us, or with each and every one of us in our daily lives. As we interact with other people, other human beings, as we work to live and survive in the world that we live in, amongst the people that we have chosen or in some cases have been fated to be around and deal with. And it's a pretty interesting process, actually. You know, there's thousands of things going on around us at all times. And most of us have kind of become what I call deletion creatures. And I actually, that's not my original term. I got that from Anthony Robbins, which is a phenomenal motivational speaker. And I've even had the opportunity to speak with his son and you know, do a couple of things with his son, who is also a phenomenal motivational speaker, definitely on track. And I recommend anybody that gets the chance to go to either one of these gentlemen's seminars or events or read their books. But either way, with that said, part of my motivational recommendation minute. Friends. Friends and family are all around us. Friends, families, and enemies. A lot of times we have a hard time discerning which is which. A lot of times it's really that we choose poorly. You know, the people that we want to accept as our friends, they really aren't our friends, and they don't have our best interest at hand. You know, I was looking at the dictionary, and I was looking at the Stanford understanding of friends and the Webster's understanding of friends. And basically, it said that friends are people that have your best concerns in mind and look out for your welfare. Friends are people that want to help you. And in some cases, they may help you by doing something that you may consider to hurt you. And what that means is that if you're doing something negative or something that you shouldn't do, you're in a bad relationship, you're about to make some really bad choices, sometimes a true friend will step up, and that true friend will make sure that you are aware of what you are about to do or what you are doing. A true friend doesn't necessarily judge you, especially amongst other people. What does a true friend do? A true friend brings things to your attention, not in a judging fashion, but in a fashion to where hopefully you're going to take that information for what it's supposed to be worth, which is an act of kindness, which is an act of concern, and which is something that they want to share with you, and you're going to take it in the right mindset. If you can't take it at the right mindset, then now we come into a bit of a dilemma. The dilemma is, are you truly that person's friend? You know, do you truly respect their concern for you? Do you truly respect the fact that they had the heart and the enough caring and concern for you to not maliciously, but to, in a concerned fashion, share the information that they're sharing with you, knowing that that information may be hurtful to you, but however, they want to make sure that you're aware. They want to make sure that you're not walking into something with blinders on. So again, sometimes we need to really evaluate people that we don't think are our friends and see it for what it is, see it for what it's worth. Look at it and look at it with open eyes and not closing our eyes. Look at the shortfalls that we all have and then accept them and then understand that if we really have good friends, they're going to help to balance us out. Be it that that friend is your husband, your wife, or just somebody that you deal with, or just somebody that you see on the street that you don't really know but that sees you but steps up. That person is a friend. We need to get rid of the social economic dynamics that a lot of us put in place for friendships. Your friend doesn't have to be smart. Your friend doesn't have to be super educated or have major degrees. Your friend doesn't have to be a particular color, a particular religion, or a particular, political mindset. Your friend just needs to be somebody that truly is concerned about you, wishes you the best, and would do what they could to help you to obtain the best, to help you to grow, to mature, to develop, and to become a better person. Because in the end, isn't that the goal that all of us have? We all want to become better people. We all want to live a certain life. Now, please understand that I do know that there are people out there who can't see a better life for themselves, who can't see themselves without, in some cases, the toxic individuals that they presently deal with. But those are people that hopefully this show will help a little bit, and hopefully you will not be one of those people. Again, in order for us to mature, we have to grow. And understand that you staying and doing the same things that you continually do is probably not growing. You're probably becoming more and more stagnant. You're probably, your mind, your soul, your heart, and your ability to do things is probably getting less and less. It's like our bodies. If we don't take care of our bodies, friendship is like our bodies. If we don't take care of our bodies, what happens? Your body starts to atrophy. You start to get that Snoopy. You know, you start looking like a guy, and you start looking like a guy that's in a woman's stage of his third trimester. And then you want to write that off by saying, yeah, I pay taxes on all of this. I own all of this. Well, guess what? You're paying major dividends on that gut. Also, your self-esteem is suffering and everything else. And no amount of money is going to change that. So, when I talk about friends, I'm talking about, again, people who have your best interest at heart. And have your best interest at heart, even though sometimes they may not necessarily agree. It may not be their cup of tea. However, it is your cup of tea, so they support you. It is your thing. It is the thing that trips your trigger, so they support you. And as long as you're not doing anything that is detrimental to your life, detrimental to other people's lives, they are there for you. They're in your corner. They're there to support you in any and every way that they can. To me, those are friends. Friends pull your coat when nobody will pull your coat. Friends bring stuff to your attention not out of jealousy, but out of actual concern. Not out of envy, but out of actual concern for you and your well-being. They also will actually do the research to make sure that the information that they're sharing with you is correct. If you get somebody that's just running to you with all kinds of negativity, look around you. Have they done that to other people? Has that information been true? Has it been correct? Or has it been just that person wanting to be the first one to tell somebody? That person that's probably miserable themselves, wanting to find somebody else that they can become miserable with. And since you seem to be happy, you definitely don't deserve that. Because a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, that person is a miserable person that is claiming to have your best concern, that is claiming to be your friend, that is claiming to be somebody that has your best interest. But you can see them for what they are if you open your eyes, if you evaluate it, and you evaluate it honestly. I had a young man once tell one of my supervisors at a job I worked at that I had done a series of things that I had never done. And, I was unaware. I was unaware that I was being, you know, verbally assassinated, you know, over a period of time. And nobody brought it to my attention that supposedly I had done these things, again, that I had never done. And what ended up happening with me, and I'm just giving this as an example, is that one day I go to get a evaluation from my supervisor. And my supervisor has these thoughts in his mind that certain things have transpired that never transpired, that certain things have happened that never happened. So when the supervisor does my report, does my review, does my paperwork, it is done with these thoughts that these injustices have been done and that they've been done on his watch and done by me. So, again, I unknowingly walk into the room thinking that this supervisor, who at one particular time I considered to be a friend, I considered to be somebody that I could trust, I considered to be somebody that I have known for years, and in those years we had grown a mutual respect, you know. And when I say a mutual respect, I mean a mutual respect not only on a business relationship way, but in a social way. You know, I have respect for his family, and I have respect for him and his position and his job and all of that stuff. However, our friendship has been tainted because I don't feel as though this person gave me the benefit of the doubt. And why did that person not give me the benefit of the doubt? The person didn't give me the benefit of the doubt because the person was kind of prejudiced by the fact that the person that told this person that I had done these different things was considered to be a longer and a more trusted friend than me. However, this person that shared the information has basically deviated from the truth on more occasions that I could count, and has also not exactly been the most supportive person of the other person. And I've been witness to that on many occasions. But it's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? People are people, and they are what they are, and they do what they do. What I'm basically saying is that because of one person telling this person a story that wasn't true, it damaged the – it didn't really damage it because it never existed if it went that quickly. But it in my mind, it had damaged the friendship that I thought I had with the other person. And, of course, in essence, it damaged the friendship that I had with the person that told them the wrong information. The weird thing about it is that these are two people that at one point in life, if they had asked me to do something that may have changed a portion of my life or the course of my life, I would have done it. I would have done it because I was looking at all of those factors, as in respect for another person, caring for another person, concern for another person. Unfortunately, I was rudely awakened. That was a learning experience for me. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to ward off friendship or that I'm not going to do what I'm supposed to do or that I'm not going to do things for these people in the future if it comes up. But it is now a learning experience. I now have an idea of a better understanding of the level of friendship that me and those individuals had. And the rest of us need to do the same thing. We need to understand that we're not in a bubble. If you have a question about a friend or something that's concerning you, you need to bring it to that friend's attention. Not a week from now, not 6 weeks from now, not 6 months from now, but at pretty much the moment that it concerns you. Why? Because you may learn something that is useful to you both. It may preserve a friendship or an association that can grow into a more fruitful and more meaningful relationship later on. Don't go with the belief that because somebody tells you something and you believe that that person is telling you the truth, that it's the truth. You need to investigate it. You need to look into it further. You need to make sure that it is what it is, so to speak. Why? Because, again, there's certain trust that will, again, never happen if you lose trust for an individual. And then you have to remember, too, that some people just have to be right. They will swim oceans. They will climb mountains to be right because their psyche, their belief structure, their id is, even though they may present it as being the supremo supremo, is really very tiny. They don't have enough self-respect for themselves or the other people around them to truly accept things as they are and then learn and grow from it. And trust me, there's a lot of very, very smart people out there who basically it's the same thing as being a functionally illiterate when it comes to their social skills, when it comes to their loyalty to other people. You know, some people get trapped up in the mindset of money. So some people get trapped up in the mindset of sex. Some people get trapped up in the mindset of power or perceived power. You know, understand that these things are fleeting. They're all fleeting. She's gorgeous today. She's not gorgeous tomorrow. Why? Because age kicked in. All right? She's beautiful, but she's not intelligent. So now you're broke. Okay? You believe a particular religious belief or something like that, and then later on you find out that it's a cult, or you find out it's wrong, or you find out that you've been misled. You know, or you find out that the same people in which you've embodied, not that your particular belief is wrong, but the same people that you've embodied and trusted and think that you can depend on are people that you find that you cannot, even though you may share the same neighborhood, same family, same mother and father in some cases. So we all have to look at things with open eyes. We all have to look at things as they are and see them as they are. And then sometimes we need to reevaluate. You know, it's kind of like an assessment. Every now and then you have to step back and relook at where you're positioned. Make sure that you're on course. Check your compass. Check your compass and make sure that if you want to go due north, your compass is taking you due north and your compass is working. Because if you got, if you know, what was it? The smartest person in the world without a roadmap can get lost. And a lot of times we don't check. We don't go back and look at the things that we're looking at. And then two, when you look at something, you have to look at it with a non-biased mindset. If you already have a prejudice against this, be it consciously or unconsciously, that's going to adjust your belief. If you want to believe one person over another, then you're going to dismiss the person that may be telling you the truth for the person that you want to be telling you the truth, and you're not getting the truth. You're not getting the true expression of it, and it's a very sad thing. We all need to really be careful on who we pick as friends, and we also need to make sure that at any time their status can change. Now, there are some people that have done stuff that goes above and beyond the call of duty, and their integrity, their friendship with you will never be at risk. But you've got people, too, that may do a certain thing that they didn't do for you, but it seems like they did a major thing for you, but they're not going to tell you that they did it because they had another ulterior motive. They're not going to tell you that they did it for other reasons other than you, and you just happen to reap the benefits. But that's life. So, again, we have to, like we guard our mind from negativity, we also need to guard ourselves from being set up, from being played, from being manipulated, from being used and being taken advantage of. And again, if you have friends, cherish them. Truly cherish them and treat them like kings and queens, because these are the people that are going to be there when nobody else is there. These are the people that are going to be there when you're sitting there trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? And remember, too, the way that you treat people, you may not believe it, but it will come back at you. If you treat a person like a subhuman, there's some subhuman things coming your way, okay? All right? It's just the way it works. You know, if you do something to get a certain amount of business, just understand that that person that you do everything that they can possibly do to do the same thing to you. They're going to do everything that they can possibly do to make sure their business, to make sure that your relationships go in the toilet, to make sure that life doesn't quite work out with for you. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to do anything that's going to harm you or your family directly. But again, you know, like I told somebody before, you know, let's say you guys work at a particular job. Two people work at a job. One person blatantly screws the other person over and didn't have to do it. It could have been a simple fix, but instead of them doing the correct thing, they handled it the incorrect way. Okay, from that person handling it the incorrect way, a person was hurt. That person moves on, they leave the company, they're no longer there. Once that person leaves the company, that person is never going to forgive you. You see that person on the street, your situation has changed. That job you used to have, you don't have it anymore. That position you used to have, you don't have it anymore. That relationship you used to have, you don't have it anymore. This person has the perfect relationship, perfect job, perfect situation just for you that could save you from your present predicament. Why? Because things change. Well, now, guess what? the chances of that person sharing it with you, and it's not about being godly or any of that stuff, it's just not going to happen, be it that they're not going to do it purposely or just because of the fact that they don't even really want to talk about you. You're not going to enter their mind when that particular item comes up, or they're not going to call you, or they're going to lose your number, or whatever's going to happen. But that's life, ladies and gentlemen. There's one thing that I definitely, and this really isn't about me, I'm just using the examples. There's one thing that I definitely am very proud of, and that's the fact of people that I've dealt with 20 years ago that may not have liked me 19 years ago. You know, when I run into those people again, when they look at me, they may not like me, but they respect me. Why? Because in the end, after they've had time to think about the things that they've done and the positions that they've put themselves in and the way that I handled their situation and the ways that I tried to assist them in fixing their problems, they realize that even though I had nothing to gain, I did more for them than 98% of the people on the earth, okay? I'm not saying that there's not 2% that wouldn't have done a whole lot more than me, but I'm talking about people who in some cases I would only see once and never see again. Basically, people that were strangers that realized that the parts that I may have played in their lives may have not been earth-shattering, but they were important, but they mattered. But they actually had fiber behind them. They had substance and structure behind them. And I'm very proud of that. And I hope that everybody that's listening today and everybody that listens later on gets that and gets that same type of relationship with other people. Again, it's going to be ups. It's going to be downs. It's going to be plateaus. It's going to be times where you travel in circles and you get absolutely nowhere. However, the only person that you truly have to live with is you. The only person that truly judges what you do is you, and the only person that knows everything that you do, and when I say person, I'm not talking about God, I'm talking about human being that breathes, is you. So you have to live with you. And if you're one of those people that has no morals, if you're one of those people that has no fiber, if you're one of those people that has no, you know, ethics or morals or any of those things, then, again, you still got to live with you. You're not going to be around me, because as soon as I can find out that you don't have these things, I'm going to remove you from my circle, okay? I'm not going to ostracize you. I'm just going to not deal with you, because dealing with you is counterproductive to what I want in my life and the types of people that I want around me. Again, we all make mistakes. So for those of us that make mistakes, we need to understand that sometimes we need to forgive people, because as they make mistakes, we too make mistakes. However, for those of you that are just blatantly evil, for those of you that would rather throw somebody under the bus than take responsibility for the things that you've done, for those of you that don't look out for people that you could have easily helped or easily pointed in the correct direction, or people that you set up to fall on your sword, I wish you everything that you deserve. That's not me wishing you bad. That's me wishing you everything that you deserve. And if you're a person that sows and reaps miserable things, then I would assume that you deserve miserable things, and that you deserve whatever comes your way, and that as your heart goes and as you live and breathe on earth, that you get what you've given, okay? Understand that life goes round, and I personally want to leave a legacy, and I hope that the people listening to the radio, to the Zurian Show, also want to leave a legacy for their families, for their ancestors, all of the above. Be a person of character, don't be a character. Again, there are too many people that are characters and very few people that have character and conduct themselves in the appropriate manner. And again, the appropriate manner is at your discretion. It's what you believe is correct. However, in your heart, you know what's right, you know what's wrong, you know what's indifferent. If you can help a person, don't help them fall on your sword. Help them to succeed, help them to grow, help them to develop, help them to become more than they could have possibly dreamed that they could have been. Because guess what? In the end, that same person could also help you become far more than you would have been. Again, all of the awards, trophies, and accolades in the world mean nothing if you have no one to share it with. All of the stories of greatness and stories of adventure mean absolutely nothing, again, if you have no one to share it with. If you have no one to pull to the side and go, look what I did. And really, it's not about you. Those things that you're doing, you're supposedly not doing them for you. You're doing them for others. You're doing them to share. You're doing them to give. You're doing them to be a positive part of the society in which we live in, and as we grow and breathe and develop and become the individuals that we want to become. God doesn't make junk. You're not junk. However, there are some people that like junk. There are some people that like trash. There are some people that like misery. There are some people that, instead of them taking their just desserts, they always want to throw somebody else under the bus. That's not your place. Your place is to take care of you. Your place is to do what you need to do to further your life in a positive manner so that when you look in the mirror, you like what you see. Ladies, I'm going to say this again. If you're with a loser, you need to get rid of them. Guys, if you're with somebody that doesn't compliment you, you need to get rid of that person that doesn't compliment you. Don't care your preference. Don't care your beliefs. What I'm telling you is that this is your life. You get one shot at it. Not a second you waste can you get back. A dollar you waste, you can get back. A new car you can get. A new house you can get. All right? But a lot of other things you can't. And the most precious commodity that any of us have is time. Most of us continuously trade money for time. So basically, you're giving your life to somebody. Understand how deep that is. You tell me that you wouldn't give your life for the president if you were on the Secret Service, but you'll give your life to a company or to a job that doesn't give a rat's tail whether you're there or not there. They just care that you get the mission done. You're giving your time and your life to somebody that is basically smarter than you. And why are they smarter than you? Because what they've done is they've learned to not re-engineer time, but they've learned to use others to help them gain some time back, you know, where you're going to work and then to the laundry and then to the grocery store and then to here and then to there, where you're trying to find the cheapest milk and soda and juice. These people have somebody else that shops for them. These people have somebody else that cleans their house. These people, if their car breaks down, they make a phone call before they leave the office. There's another car out there, and there's the car that broke down has been picked up and is in the shop. You know, these people are people that hire people to do their accounting. They're not going to the tax man. Why? Because the tax man comes to them to do their stuff. These people aren't having to deal with the little mundane things that eat up each and every one of our lives because we're so busy trying to get them taken care of. These people are people that have realized that they can compress time by finding what other people need and then providing them with some of what they need, which is money. Ladies and gentlemen, every person on earth is capable of greatness. Every person on earth is capable of amazing and wonderful things. But in order to experience those things, you have to step out of your box. You have to realize that your associates, your friends, your network, all of the above are things that are going to help you. You also need to understand that in order for people to help you, you need to learn about them. They don't need to learn about you. You need to befriend them. They don't need to befriend you. And you need to mean it. It needs to be sincere when you put forth that effort. Because if it's fake, everybody can see it. If it's real, sometimes people don't see it right away, but eventually they see it. Eventually they see the value. Eventually they see what you have to offer, and they see that you're not only giving it freely, but you're giving it with an open heart. They may not understand it. However, the power of what it is far than anything that they can do. And for those that don't get it, let them not get it. Stay you, stay positive, stay upbeat, stay the person that's going to be the shining light, and continue to do the things that you're doing. And again, as you find people that won't accept it and stay negative, stay away from them. Understand that they're not going to adjust. They're not going to become part of the team. They're always going to become the adversaries. So, friends or enemies, that's up to you. Also, that's up to them. But see them as they are. See them as what they represent and what they represent to you. Don't go into a relationship expecting to get something. Go into a relationship and then be pleasantly surprised when you get it. Find that those that just want to take from you are people that you don't want to be in a relationship with on any level for any reason, okay? Get to the point where you can pick who you want to do business with, who you want to deal with. That's the key to true power. One, being able to use your time to live a life worth living, and two, being able to choose who and when and where and why you want to deal with somebody on terms that are beneficial for both of you so that the both of you or the group of you win. Thank you for listening to the show today, and I hope that everybody got something out of it. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Again, it's always a pleasure, and continue to listen. Please check us out on our Zurian Show blog on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page, and I wish you the best that could ever happen to you. Take care and be well.